Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor. Hour number three of our Monday morning show. We got some texts coming in. Ooh, the cheese and apple pie has gotten down to 50-50. Yes. The question was, do you eat cheddar cheese with your apple pie? I say yes, and I thought pretty much everybody did. Okay, we got another text here. The Corvette Club attire, New Balance sneakers, khaki shorts, and polo shirts. I don't wear New Balance. Because I figure those are a little bit more of an older guy type thing. Guys in like their 50s and 60s. And I'm 42. And with khaki shorts and polo shirt, I live in that in the summer. Got another text here. 1968 Cadillac Coupe DeVille.
That's a cool car.
I had one until the oil embargo of 78. Gas went from 59 cents a gallon to $1.20. Gas guzzler, but a great car. Power everything.
Yeah. That 120 is not looking too bad right now.
Do you remember? I remember at lunchtime when I was in, I don't know, junior in high school maybe, and I would go spend my entire lunch hour sitting in the line at a gas station hoping to be able to get gas.
You were a little bit older than that. Wasn't that
73, 74.
No, wait, that's Carter was in office. He was only in for one term.
Well, that's when it was.
76 to 80? Well, that was 73? Do I have that wrong?
73, 74. That's when they had the big oil embargo. Right, Todd? You remember that?
I remember there were lines of gas. Yeah. I thought it was a little bit later. Maybe you're probably right.
I thought it was old. Yeah, let me look it up.
All right. No, it was 73, 74. That's when they really, when gas stations were running out of gas and all that.
We were in high school when that happened.
Todd?
But I thought.
Could you just let Todd speak?
John's right.
Okay.
73, 74, exactly.
Well, who was running the country then?
You're Mr. Politician. You should
know
this.
I'm just saying.
Wasn't it
Gerald Ford?
No.
Well, Nixon resigned in August of 74.
Okay, so right, it was Gerald Ford.
August 9th, 1974
Carter,
is when Nixon
resigned. National nightmare is over. Then Carter won in 76. I thought Carter, besides the high interest rates, was part of the
oil thing.
But
there was something else that happened about that time, but I don't think it was part of that big oil embargo.
The Iranians.
Wait a minute. Say that again, Todd.
I think there were problems while Carter was in office too, but I don't think it was part of that oil embargo that
you
talked about.
Well, the hostages,
yeah,
were taken November of 79.
Right.
Yeah.
For 444 days.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Do you know that that was a really big thing that caused some problems for Vietnam vets? Did you know that? That, you know, they came back and they were treated with very little respect. And then these hostages who, you know, okay, they were held hostage, and they gave them these unbelievable ticker tape parades and ribbons on the trees and, you know, lifetime things to Major League Baseball. And a lot of the guys resented that. Like, we came home and we're treated like dirt. These people come home and they're treated like heroes. That was a real sore spot for some Vietnam vets.
I mean, come on. Hostage for what? It was 444 days, right?
I know, but I'm just saying. I
don't know. They didn't sign up for that. Of course, they didn't sign up for Vietnam either, I guess.
Yeah. Not the draftees.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, just throwing that out there. You're right. We should have done both.
Yes.
So.
Yes. In retrospect. Yeah, but now I still love the Vietnam vets because they are the ones that turned it around. They were the ones who said, if we send anybody off to war, we're going to welcome them home with open arms. It's the Vietnam vets that really turned everything around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so we got this. In November 79, Iranian revolutionary seized the American embassy. Carter imposed an embargo on Iranian oil. I remember when that happened, too. Because then all of a sudden, that's when all the Japanese cars and everything went insane, where everybody wanted to buy those. Because I remember you'd get in a car with somebody who goes, how many miles do you get to a gallon of this?
Absolutely.
That was the big thing. How many miles do you get per gallon?
Were the things they put on the window?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That was like the number one thing. And there were just some piece of crap cars. Remember the Yugo? From Yugoslavia, remember?
I mean, right.
It was terrible.
Way to die.
Then some of these other ones that came out that were just garbage. Just these tiny little things. And yeah, that was a bad era.
It was.
That was a bad era. 79 was a bad era. Yeah. Not a lot of good things happened in 79.
Nope.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. There's just a lot of, you're right. It was just a lot of bad things. President Carter inherited some of the stuff that he came into in 76, but I think he's just, he's one of those guys that is really come around with that whole Habitat for Humanity. I mean, people think he's great now,
yeah,
but I don't think his
he had a good post life.
He had a great post life.
Yeah, post career. George Bush is just.
Which one?
The young one. The young one. George W.
Yeah, George W, right? No, his boy, he's president, too. Yeah.
No, I know, but I mean, real low profile these days, huh? Doesn't seem like he gets involved in anything, doesn't do any interviews, doesn't do anything.
Have you seen his art, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing what a painter he is.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I don't.
What? Yeah.
I mean, we were down in Dallas for a mayor's conference. He came as our speaker and, yeah, he's just very, it's a word. He's not real, I don't know. I don't mean to be disrespectful. He's not real presidential. I mean, he's a little goofy. You got your picture. Remember when he was in Green Bay?
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I don't know. Yeah, he went through some tough times. I mean, no doubt about it, man. He had that whole 9/11 thing he had to deal with. But
I'm just saying, as a former president, I mean, like Bill Clinton is more prominent than he is, you know? I mean,
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. He's just real low profile, it seems like. But, it's like once you get out of office, just want to stay away.
And he hasn't, like, Clinton's doing a big thing with.
Well, he was doing a big thing with George Sr.
Right. No. But like you take Obama, he's doing a big fundraiser. What's this week, right? With George Clooney and who's that? George Clooney's like in movies with her. Not. You know, who's the very famous actress? Right?
Oh, the famous actress.
You know, she's the most famous. What's her name? She's great looking. She's in a lot of movies.
Angelina Jolie.
No. She's with George Clooney in some
Amal?
Movie. No.
That's his wife.
No.
Oh, you're thinking of
I am.
Angelina Jolie?
No.
That's what I said.
Come on.
Meryl Streep.
No. Julia Roberts.
What? Oh, okay.
What? She's an awesome actress.
What's the last movie she was in?
I think she's a bad actress. I just don't.
I don't think of her as like.
Anyways,
mega.
Well, anyway, there's a.
Oh, you're just saying that because you met her brother.
Well, true.
Oh, that's right. And was
you
in a movie?
It was in a movie with
her brother. But I want to say that before you derail, try to derail me. We were talking about presidents stay in the media.
I think the caboose is laying on its side right now.
We're talking about presidents who stay in the media, and you had talked about how George W. Bush has stayed out of it. Well, whereas Obama is really campaigning right now. So him and Clooney and whoever I just mentioned are doing a big fundraiser for Joe Biden.
Okay.
Whereas I don't think you're going to see George W. helping out Donald Trump.
Because he was
not very nice to
his brother. Yeah. Okay. So I see it.
I was trying to get to that point after 20 minutes.
Of, understood. Okay. Understood. Boy, your buddy, the governor of South Dakota.
Oh, I don't like her at all, John. I never said I liked her.
She is. Holy cow.
Did you see her? So I watched.
Now she's banned from like half the state.
At Sunday morning.
Because of whatever. It's like, oh.
She just got
just
butchered.
From talking. Just from how words can, what they can do to your and everything.
So she's sitting around with this really, really small group of advisors saying, hey, you know that. Put that shooting your dog in the book, man. That people are going to think you're tough, like Sarah Palin, you know? And that's so backfired on her.
I mean, she said fundraisers canceled on her. And you don't mess with dogs. Well, isn't that the you can rip almost anything and people will still be like, oh, yeah, but we love them. We love her. But if you do something to a dog, that crosses a line that you can't come back from.
It does. It does. And people like the, people in South Dakota, I mean, who are Republicans who run like pet things, they're kind of saying,
I know.
They're not turning on her, but they're like, I'm not sure.
So you just went a little too far.
Yeah. And you know what? What's kind of like, I don't know that it's true, but I think in history will play it out. She could have been vice president. She could have been picked for vice president. If he would pick her, that would be the kiss of death. That she's, and then there's some other stuff she fabricated. Like, did she really meet? You know that
young,
and something else in France. She said she kind of stood up the prime minister. And they're like, that's not really what happened. And so they're reading her book.
You
know,
you can't do that stuff
anymore.
No,
especially today.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
I mean, we even have to call one of Mino's friends just to make sure that Sally Struthers kicked him in the groin, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
We don't even trust that.
No. Yeah, you don't trust me with anything I say.
I don't. But I've learned that. I thought when we first started, because I didn't really know you that well when we started. But now I'm glad I've gone to that.
The Mino Bike Company?
Well, that's
Todd,
true.
Todd, give me a bell.
No, that was Todd found that.
Sally Struthers knocking me out, kicking me in the groinal region, Todd.
Cool, that's two.
How many more do you want?
Well, we've been on the air for 300 days.
Actor of the Year at Mesabi?
That's
true
right.
False?
Yep.
What's that?
Actor of the Year at Mesabi? You saw the certificate.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything right. else? Any more you'd like to challenge me on, Jim?
Let's move on.
Go ahead. I'm right here.
Let's move on.
All right.
Let's move on.
Yeah. Versus you with some of your tales.
Oh, no. Mine are on the chip, man. I don't think
you sat with.
Shoeboxes full of cash.
Yeah. And John Travolta sitting next to you and saying you're really cool.
And the Dalai Lama.
You know, that's the kind of stuff you would say. I would say I was in a room with John Travolta.
Okay.
That is what I said. He was in the same suite I was to watch the Super Bowl.
All right.
Now, you're saying I said he thought I was very cool. He was thinking that, but he never said that out loud.
Oh, that's right.
So that's what I said.
Now he's a mind reader.
Yeah. We've got a small business spotlight coming up. You're going to have to help me pronounce Reggie's last name.
Well, here's the thing. I just asked him that.
Okay.
Right? And he said it. And I'm not even sure I can pronounce it correctly. So that'll be a little fun for us this morning. But incredible story.
Yes.
Talks about his schooling and stuff like that, starts a Caribbean taste food truck, and then parlays that into an actual restaurant area, 509. But an interesting story about coming here, getting education, coming back to Northeast Wisconsin.
Outstanding. Can't wait to hear him. Dizimur.
All right.
Close? That might be close. He said, think of a cow when you say the...
Moor. Yeah. Dizimur.
Dizimur.
That's a cool name.
Close, maybe.
That's a cool name. Right. Oh, you know another thing we're talking about you know, women, just quick poll only for women. Okay. Does that impress you, a guy's car? Is that a make or break? And another thing I have to ask. So I was walking the other day when it was really hot, and this girl, attractive girl in her shorts running opposite me.
Yep.
Right on the bridge.
Yep.
And some car, beep, beep. Like, does that work? Does that ever work? Does some hot woman jogging down the street when some car honks there, does she ever say, hey, where you going? Yeah. You're beeping at me. Let's talk.
Do you remember the Mr. Microphone commercial? The guy's driving around in the car. He's got a miss. Hey, Danny, we'll get back later.
Absolutely.
That's what it reminded me of.
That was like on MTV, wasn't
it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Actually, you know who had that? I'll tell you a quick funny story when we come back with some famous people that did that. We got to set our break back after this. Hey, welcome back. Might on the Mayor here. Good looking Monday morning. 58 degrees now in Green Bay. This 61 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh. Man, if those shut up over the time being. Hey, man, let me check the wind.
The wind?
Wind from the north, northeast at 7 miles an hour.
Todd?
North, northeast, 7 miles an hour. Okay, see where we're at. All right, Reggie's in the house. Todd, did you hear my weather forecast? Okay. Hi, Reg. Anyway.
All right, Reg.
Put headphones on there, buddy.
All right, let's see. What did you say it was?
7 miles an hour from the north, northeast.
Jim, 8 miles from the north. He's right on.
Well.
He's right on.
Now do you see why I want to be a sailor?
Northeast and then north are two different things.
No, he said north, northeast. I don't think that's that far off for somebody that has no degree and doesn't understand wind direction.
Right.
I mean, let's give him a little bit of credit.
Almost a high school grad.
I didn't have a chance to tell Reggie no swearing because this is a radio broadcast. Sometimes we get nailed on that.
Yeah,
so.
Especially on Fridays.
Yeah.
Hi, Reg.
Hi. Reg, welcome.
Thank you. Pronounce your last name for us, Reg.
Dizamu is the cow mooing, Dizamu.
Dizamu.
Yes.
Oh, Dizamu. You don't pronounce the R.
Yes, Dizamu.
Dizamu. Is that French?
Yes.
Wow, I like that.
Well, Caribbean is a lot of French, right?
Caribbean. Can you please repeat that question again?
You're from Caribbean, right?
Yeah, I'm from Haiti.
Right. Okay. And Wasn't that a French?
Yes, Haiti was a French colony.
Right. Okay.
But then the slaves had a big revolt and killed most of the French colonists. Right.
Yeah, that was in 1804.
Yeah, it's like the most successful revolt there's ever been.
Yeah, that's why Haiti. In the history, Haiti kind of like has been punished for that by the French colonies and even like the Spanish colonies, the Spanish emperors and stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Cool stuff. When did you come to the States?
2009.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right. But when you were, you were cooking since you've been a little kid, right?
Yeah, I've been cooking since growing up in Haiti. We didn't have a sister. My mom always said she's going to teach us how to clean, cook, and do everything. She said we never know where we're going to end up in life. So that's how I learned how to cook.
Do they still make Major League Baseballs in Haiti?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Soccer.
Okay, because that was the big thing with making Major League Baseballs for a lot of years.
Okay.
That's where they were made.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They'd say right in the baseballs, made in Haiti.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you can tell by looking at us, John and I like to eat.
I wouldn't say that.
Well.
Because you're polite and you're nice.
Because you're a nice guy.
You want to smell something good, though?
Yes.
Buddy of mine just brought this in. Homemade. Smell that.
Oh, yeah. That smells really good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Salsa that he made.
The type of salsa he makes.
So you have a food truck, which I think a lot of people know. And you're Farmer's Market? Where do you...
We have a food truck called Caribbean Taste. We usually go to the Oshkosh Farmer's Market, and then we go to...
That's a good one.
Badger State once a month. And then we have a cool spot down in Appleton. We do a food truck rally, too, called Area 509. It's... I own both places, so we call every other Friday. We do have a food truck rally at Area 509. We bring all the food trucks and stuff, and we have live music. It's a cool atmosphere.
That's awesome. Do you you're obviously a chef, Caribbean cuisine. Do you have a bricks and mortar building, or is all food truck?
Area 509 is our brick and mortar, and we do actually have a bar outside. We have a stage for live music.
Where is it?
1025 North Badger Avenue. That's in Appleton.
Oh, in Appleton. All right. Okay.
Yep. So we're doing these road trips. We got to stop in there. That sounds like a fun place.
But a cool time to do that. I'll say this Saturday, we have like our anniversary party. It's 5-year anniversary for Caribbean Taste and 2-year anniversary for Area 509. So you guys should come and hang out.
That sounds great. How do you get started in something like this? Give us your background a little bit. How did you come to the United States? And obviously, Haiti's a pretty tough place right now, huh? What's going on there?
Yes, it is. And actually, it will take all day to have my story aired today, but I'll just make it short. I moved to the United States in 2009. I went to Foxville Technical College for 2 years, graduated, and then I went to Haiti, tried to help getting myself a job. And everybody was like, what are you doing here? We don't have a job for you. So I ended up moving back to New York City. I lived in New York City for 6 months, and I couldn't get a job either because I did not actually understand how to apply for a job because I never had a job before. And I had some friends down in Appleton that could help me get a job. So I moved back to Appleton and get myself a job. And then as I was working, and I decided I love radiology and I wanted to go to school for radiology, there was a program there where they only take like 10 students, and I was one of those 10 students.
Wow.
And it wasn't a good fit for me, and I started cooking at my house for friends and family, and I decided I wanted to take that into like a business, and I bought a small little 12x6 trailer, and I have a really good friend of mine who he let me like use his driveway. We built like a little 6x12 trailer. It wasn't really the greatest looking trailer, but we made it work and become like a successful story.
That's phenomenal.
Wow. I mean, healthcare is a pretty stable industry. Radiation is a pretty good niche within that industry. And yet you're in an industry that is a little bit more competitive. And, yeah. I mean, you must have a real drive for food.
Yeah, I love cooking. I've been cooking since I was like 12 years old.
But it was one of those things then too. Like we had Daryl on here from the car museum. He's always been a car nut. Jim's always been a political nut. Todd's always been a music nut. I've just been weird.
A nut.
But you are doing something you love to do. It's like, okay, all these other things you tried, but now this is what you love to do.
Yes.
That's cool.
Thank you.
What kind of food do you do? I mean, some crude, but it was jerk chicken.
Yeah, we do. I do like a jerk chicken. We do rice and beans, like five plantain, and they call it platanos.
Okay.
Rice and beans, a five plantain. We have a spicy coleslaw that kind of like some people say that kind of bring them to the like German heritage because there's that coleslaw and then they have sauerkraut, and our coleslaw is like a vinegar base and it's a little spicy.
Okay, nice.
So, people go to your, do you rent out your food trucks? Do you do private parties or you just, is it the farmer's market? I think that's cool that you're in Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay. I think that's a good range.
Yes.
You do private parties as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, we do private party graduations and stuff.
Nice.
And, we do it all.
That's awesome.
What kind of music do you have at your 509?
509, we do Haitian music. We do all kind. We do American. We mostly try to support local artists. But this Saturday, we have a band coming from Chicago called Gize. They play good reggae music. If you like reggae music, you better stop by.
The reggae music, that keeps the crowd. That gets the crowd going.
Yes.
That's, yeah. And the blues is so depressing. I think that, yeah, reggae is a lot more fun.
I love reggae music.
I think they're from the island, like Martinique.
Really?
So they speak French. They speak Creole. So they play some compa. I don't know if you guys ever heard compa. Like, they got smooth music.
Cool.
What is the most popular Caribbean dish?
On my menu right now?
In general?
It'll be griot.
What is it?
Griot. It's a French.
Griot?
Griot. It's a fried pork belly.
Okay.
And then you fry it, you sauteate it with, we have something called a piece. You marinate it for like an hour and then you cook it for like 30 minutes and then you fried it and you sauteate it with onions and peppers.
Oh, ooh.
Did you see Jim's eyes?
I wasn't trying to make you guys hungry right now.
What else you got?
My mouth literally just got whipped. It just, that honest to God, like, it's, like, wait, it's like, wow. Okay, stick around, Rich,
okay? Yeah,
we'll
talk to you.
All righty.
Desmour.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Caribbean Taste, Area 509.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Monday morning. As we mentioned, 58 in Green Bay, 61 in Appleton, 61 in Oshkosh. Just a beautiful day out there. We are here with Reggie Desmour.
Yeah. Good job.
Caribbean Taste, Area 509, Small Business Spotlight of the Week.
509 is more than just a restaurant.
Yes. It's an outdoor beer garden, and we do food truck rallies, and we do live music.
Wow. But your specialty, your niche is the Caribbean food.
Yes.
And that's where you were born and raised, started cooking when you were 12. When you order the Caribbean food, is there like a drink that goes with it? Or what do people usually order with it? Like a lot of Wisconsin, they'll order a beer with what they eat.
We have a couple of drinks. Oh, we have our own Haitian lemonade that we make. We got all different flavors. We got mango. We have peach. We have all the flavors that you can think of. And also we have, if you drink beer, we in Northwest Wisconsin, we drink beer. So we have a Prestige. And we have another beer from our neighbor called Presidente. So a lot of people who travel know about those beer. And then we do actually have a soda called Kuon. That's like it's a Haitian drink. If you were born and raised in Haiti, or if you visit Haiti, you should know.
What you guys Kuon are is. Real authentic. You took the island with you.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. And one thing about Caribbean Taste in Area 509 is just like you would not expect to. Like see something like that in Wisconsin, you not expect to see like a Caribbean vibe, a Caribbean flair,
and no,
like
right.
Especially Haiti. But we try to bring that with us, and kind of like you might not have the money to go on vacation, but when you come to our place, you feel like you're on vacation.
Do you have family in Haiti? Do you keep touch with anybody, friends down there?
I don't have immediate family, but I have cousins and stuff in Haiti right now.
Yeah, I'm sure they looking to come here.
Yeah.
Are you hiring?
A little tough down there.
Actually, yeah, I've been helping a couple of them relocating from the capital, so awesome. To go to my hometown to be in a safer place.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Now, one of the things that we're all kind of we generalize here, so we would think, okay, Haiti, well, it's Caribbean food, same as Jamaica, same as St. Thomas, same as wherever,
Dominican Republic.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Describe the difference between some of these.
Haitian it's similar, but there's that Haitian twist that you put on it. There's that spice that we put on it. We put a lot of spice, and you can taste the difference.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the spices.
Yes.
That you're not going to share with us because it's your little secret. That's okay, man. We're good. We're good with that.
You guys come to the kitchen, want to work, yeah, I'll teach you.
Yeah, okay.
Jim's actually a pretty good cook.
Yeah, he is.
I've never cooked. That's what I was when I was reading about you. I have never really cooked. Is it called Caribbean food or Haitian food? What do you call it?
Haitian food, Caribbean.
Haitian food, yes. Okay.
Is chicken the main staple?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the beans and rice is very...
We eat beans and rice for everything.
Like, how much of your food, your heritage food, ended up in Louisiana with the Creoles?
A lot of it, because Louisiana had a lot of Haitian heritage in it. I think there was like a war, and there was a lot of the Haitians moved down there to help with the... There's a monument actually down in Louisiana. I was a Haitian warrior.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's... The immigration, there.
Even Chicago, like the engineer that a Jew, like that city of Chicago, that was a Haitian.
Really?
It was joined by a Haitian.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So let's talk about your business. So you're an entrepreneur. When did you start your business? You moved here in 2000.
Now he's going to grill you.
No, I'm not grill you.
I'm not going to grill you.
I just have a couple questions.
Yes.
You were on track to be a radiologist in a very lucrative healthcare industry, and you chose to
build a trailer
and build a food truck.
Actually, I will correct that. Not a radiologist, would be a radiology tech.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all you guys.
We don't know the difference.
First of all, we don't know the difference.
anybody in scrubs, we consider a doctor.
Right. They call you a doctor anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
But. Yeah. How did the financing work to get this started? Did you go to some small business or any?
No, actually, a good friend of mine, I watch a lot of YouTube and build my own food truck, a 6x12, and we just watch YouTube, and then he let me use his driveway. That's why
really?
I started with a very small, I think it was like a $5,000 food truck that I built.
Wow, talk about grassroots.
Yeah,
huh?
That is grassroots. Yeah. And
so no loans, no business
loans? No, I did not take any loans to build a trailer. I went for Habitat for Humanity, find all the little sink and stuff I can find in there, and just we used them. It was really...
So you went to the ReStore.
Yes.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
That's being very frugal, but also,
smart.
Keep stuff out of the landfill and everything else. So then you built this, and your first show was a farmer's market?
No, that wasn't my farmer's market. Actually, there was a gas station down in Appleton. They actually gave me a chance because nobody wanted to take a chance on me with that little creepy-looking trailer, and
right.
They gave me a chance. And then we have a really close
Can I ask you one question? What gas station? Motomart?
No. It's on College. It's between College, and when you go into Woodman's and
Sense
Club,
exactly
it's right in that corner.
Okay.
They give me that opportunity. And then we have a really close relationship with McFleshman because they are one of the, it's a brewery down in Appleton. They actually give me the opportunity to set my trailer there. And actually in the winter, they would actually let me set inside to keep my business going. That's why we have that going relationship with them too.
Wow, so just sort of the kindness that of people's
is,
hearts.
Yes. Right.
That's awesome.
You'll remember those people. I mean, that's pretty cool that they did that. Then you expanded. So did you hire an employee or do you have a girlfriend?
We actually was me and my brother. We were working a lot, putting a lot of hours, and then COVID hit and stuff. And that's when people started supporting small businesses, looking at the little guy. And I got a little bit of attention from COVID. People were helping me. I'll have people buying sandwich for $7. They'll tip me $100. They said the food is good. They want to see me succeed. And then I ended up buying a red food truck. And a friend of mine, we just started building it. And then we hit the road with that nice looking truck. And that's when you know, the difference maker.
Wow.
You know what? That's a great story.
That's a great story.
I mean,
story.
Especially when you hear about the people that felt
helped out.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't make it through COVID. So, and you kind of got started right around there. So
that
I'll give you a lot of
credit
for
that story. Yeah.
And there was a lot of unknown too. Like when you start a business, you don't know, especially the kind of business that I started. It's a food nobody used
right.
to. And we actually have to educate people about our food. But the greatest thing about my story is just right now, we see customers like educating other customers about our food right now.
Love that. You know. I think that's fantastic. I'm going to jump in on Jim. He's going to ask this. What advice would you give to people that want to do something like yourself? And what are the pitfalls, the things to watch out for?
I mean, I would say I heard a lot of people saying that if I wasn't doing the typical, I wasn't going to be successful. But the thing is, I would say just go for it and be like different, stand out. Because it's going to be hard to stand out. It's going to be hard to see, to do what, to not do like what everybody else is doing. But at the end of the day, it's going to pay off.
You know, the fact that you're there, you're the face of the business. I think Johnny said, I teach a class, and one of the projects that some of the students do is on food trucks. And you can really experience the world through food trucks.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to Haiti right now. I don't think a lot of people are, quite honestly. But I mean, I'm sure they ask you about where you're from. What was it like growing up there?
Yes. I mean, being on a food truck, I'm at work, but it doesn't feel like I'm at work
right.
because I get to meet cool people. I'm at the brewery. I'm having a drink and stuff. If you're having good conversation,
right.
It's just like food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere, and you get to meet cool people. You got to make great friends and stuff and great connections.
Nice.
You seem confident. What's next? You have two trucks now? You have the bricks and mortar? You have 509?
Yeah, we have a 509. We have two trucks now. We're working in two, doing rentals. So I got two rentals available.
Oh.
So like, I know where I started. I know I did not have the money to start myself. So if I can help another person, give another person the opportunity to open their own business by renting to them, so they don't have to get that big loans and they don't even know if they're going to be successful.
So you started building one in your driveway. Now you've got a fleet.
You rent them out.
That's where we're working right now, trying to get that going.
Nice.
That is super.
Do you teach them the recipes in that though? Or how does that work?
No, they would be doing their own recipes. But need like guidance and stuff.
I'm thinking, okay, you want a job,
yes.
John, right?
Yes.
Jim's a great cook.
Yes.
Right? You guys take it on the road.
Yes.
I'm for this.
That's what I'm thinking.
And we would make those things you like.
Pasties.
And cootagies, because John, of course, he would talk too long to a customer, and the next guy would get so upset he'd walk away. So we got to...
That could happen.
But he has a good voice, too. I think everybody would want to listen to him.
Here,
okay.
Thank you.
Man,
I love this
right,
guy.
Whatever.
Reggie's coming on every day.
No, we'd have to get this. Our service area would have to be like a semicircle so John can hold court.
Where'd you go to high school? Oh, did you know so-and-so?
Who's
a quarterback?
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you're giving back like that. And students...
It really is.
That students... You know, need to experience things, and you can give them that opportunity.
But it also shows how one break, one gas
nice guy.
Station
right.
says you can park here.
Yes.
And what that can lead to.
Yes.
And what I've always tried to tell kids, take advantage of those, because that's not always going to happen.
Right.
You can have about 10 people trying to knock you down to keep you from succeeding, that when you have that one, really take advantage of that and appreciate it.
Yeah, and appreciate it. And remember to give that back again when someone does something nice for you, which has happened to you a couple times, and now you're just turning that around.
Yeah.
What is the dessert, the Caribbean dessert, before I get to the apple pie with cheese? What is the Caribbean dessert?
Oh, we have rum cake, and then
rum cake?
Yes.
Yeah.
It has a little rum in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys serve rum, or don't you have a liquor license for
we
that?
Don't have a liquor license,
okay.
But we have a beer license and wine license,
okay.
So we can serve a beer and wine.
Okay.
Are you going for the Class B to get a liquor license, or are you happy with the...
We're working toward that. It's
yeah.
just a hefty fee to get that license. We don't have that.
Right. And it is.
And some of them, like especially the town we're in, there's a certain amount of like license available. So
right.
one thing to you got to like wait for one to be available to actually get your hands on it.
Yeah, that... We have the same thing here. Any further expansion for bricks and mortar? Like, are you looking at Green Bay or Oshkosh to open up a bricks and mortar restaurant with the music and the food and kind of the atmosphere?
We might end up doing something like that, but not like the brick and mortar. More like
that's
the food
expensive.
Truck, more like the food truck rally, the food truck park. More like something more like so, like having like a coalitions and stuff.
So if Jim and I rented your truck for a day.
Yes.
Okay, we could cook whatever we want in
there.
Oh,
God.
Yes, you can.
Oh, God.
Todd, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I like the idea of this.
Let me check with corporate on the insurance yeah, right. on that. I can see you guys and burning down the truck. Yeah,
I can see us
you gotta have
being
your own
very
insurance.
Successful.
Huh? We have to have what?
You got to have your own insurance.
Oh, yeah. Stuff, no, yeah. You're not going to do that for us. We understand that. No, we could swing that. But that would be a way to test your product is, you know, without, it's not like you're going to a bank. You're going to a friend like you that say, look, yeah. you can use this truck for the summer. And yeah. if it works, maybe, you know.
Yeah. You keep going. If it doesn't work, you just return it.
Jim,
this, I don't know. This, you know, this hey, we could be on to something listen, here. What, I got to think
listen,
about
just
this.
Listen one thing, Jim.
Yeah.
Opportunity knocking.
Yeah,
right. Todd?
I think you guys, if you could test it out a little bit and be ready for the NFL draft next year.
Yeah.
See, that,
yeah.
we're going to, everyone, as I've said so many times, should make extra money when the NFL draft is here. I mean, you're going to make extra money.
Buckets.
I hope you bring your food truck to Green Bay. Although people will be staying in Appleton and Oshkosh, but we'll give you a little spot right out here. We have a big event coming down on Wednesday before the draft downtown here.
I think that's something you need to talk to Badger State because they've been they like having us.
Well, that's even closer to the stadium.
Yes,
all right. Well, good for you. That yeah. Badger State. That's right. Okay.
Well, fine. Well, I guess we have the door open.
Do they have a radio station over
yeah,
there?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, let's do
broadcast
it.
Broadcast it 24/7. I didn't think so. Reggie, so great having you
yeah,
here.
Congratulations.
For coming in, Reggie. This is a very inspiring story.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for the opportunity, and it was nice meeting both.
Man,
yeah.
we're going to stop by your place next time we come to Appleton.
Yeah, we,
I promise.
We do some road trips on Tuesdays. I want to come by there. I want to see
you in action.
And yeah. then,
actually, we're not open on Tuesday. We open on Wednesday to Saturday, 11 to 7 right now. But our might change in the summer. Okay. We get nicer weather. And then on Sunday, we open 11 to 2 and. This will probably going to change too because
okay.
it's
right.
getting
yeah.
nice.
So give us the website again. How do we get in touch with, where your food trucks are going to be when 509 is open? What is it again?
It's CaribbeanTaste.com.
CaribbeanTaste.com. That's pretty easy. Congrats to you. I think that's awesome what you're doing.
Thank
really,
you guys.
Really,
appreciate
great,
it.
Great
you
having you here.
Go to school. Go to some, teach kids this. This is a good story.
Thank
There's
you.
A lot in what you've done. Congratulations
Thanks
to you.
Thanks very much, Reggie.
Thank you guys.
Take care. We'll be back with more right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on Monday morning. Man, Rich, he's a
Boy, that guy's
impressive guy, isn't he?
I mean, for him to... You know, but you see that common thread? All these entrepreneurs had other opportunities.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this is...
Yeah, I'm going to do what I love.
This is my passion. I'm going to do this. And, well, you can make more money. We'll guarantee your work. You got vacation insurance. Nope. I don't think so.
I think that's fantastic. Good
yeah,
for him.
That's great. We got to get down there. And
we could do that. We could do a food truck thing, Jim.
John.
I told you my story, my idea, and you were all for it.
I kind of was.
Uper Village. Pasties, kudigis, all UP food. Think about it. Pasties with cheese, apple pie with cheese.
No, I get that, but I just want to say, John, when you go to these ethnic food trucks, you expect to be waited on or whatever, the dialogue with
I'll
someone.
Be that guy. You cook.
But I think that. We got to turn the line quicker. You're not good at
I would
moving
be,
people on.
Yes, I would.
If I'd say, look, Johnny, you by the time you take the order, and I would have a lot of the stuff pre-made because 80% of it's going to be the same order. I'd have that all made.
Yeah.
And I turn around and give it back to you in 20 seconds. Will you get the guy out of there in less than a minute?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't believe that.
I would. You're going to like this. You know what? This is really good. You know what, Ken? This is this extra spicy one. Blah, blah. I'd be phenomenal at that. I'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, I think.
Got a text here. You should have the food truck prior to the football games. You guys start like 4 to 6, then you and Ted can man it afterwards. I think that's a good idea.
I think that's a really good idea.
I think that's a really good idea. Teddy, if you're listening, I think we should do that.
After what games?
The high school football games we do.
Show up at the football games,
yeah.
Do a little food beforehand.
Yeah.
Call the game.
Yeah. Then afterwards we go out and we serve. I love it. Because I'm always starving after those games. Just starving.
So if we,
And Mark average Houston sell said price. He'd work for, Mark Houston said he'd work for us.
Our average sell price would be $12.
What do you mean?
That's With the order.
That's a lot. $12?
Well, for a pasty and a water or a pasty and a beer.
$12?
I don't think that's a lot.
That's a lot.
To go to a food truck and spend $12?
That'd be $5 for a pasty.
Seven.
Okay, seven.
Water?
Do I hear six and a half?
No, I just... No, I'm trying to figure this out so you can do 1 minute.
You're already going to overprice us.
8 hours a day.
We never asked him about the apple pie and cheese, by the way.
$5,000 a day. No, we didn't. $5,000 a day times 365, we'd each make $1 million. It'd be $2.1 million.
How are we going to make $1 million on a food truck?
Because you aren't going to talk. We are going to have a line of people.
You know what it's called? It's making people feel welcome.
Yep. Welcome.
You're welcoming them to your establishment.
Welcome to Nagani or whatever we're going to call our place. Welcome to Nagani.
Johnny Nagani's.
Who played quarterback? Where'd you go to school? Who was your coach? Oh, I know him. And did you know that his brother was the assistant? We don't need all
I'm
that.
I'm not going
to
be that way.
Yeah. John, and people are going to get by. They're going to walk around. I'm going to go to the Mexican place. I'm going to go to the Korean place. And they're not going to buy our stuff. But if we would keep focused 1 minute, and maybe I'll have a little buzzer in the back there. And you can say, oh, that means the food's done. What's that buzzer? If the customer says that, but it's really a buzzer for you.
Okay, I got an idea. Let's do some market research.
Okay.
Folks, quick poll. Do you think I would be a little too loquacious? How's that for a word?
That's a good word.
Meaning, would I talk too much than give good service at our food truck?
You can do both.
What do you think, people?
When you campaign, you go to the door and it's like, the longest I'm going to be here is 3 minutes. The absolute longest. I'm glad you got a dog. I'm glad you grew up in the area and I'm glad you know, and I'm glad you shop there. I'm glad you go to church there, but I don't have time. I can get to the next door.
I can barely give half my story in 3 minutes.
I know. That's my problem. That's why I think you're going to cut into our profits.
I don't think so. I think people would like that. They'd be like, hey, we're going to
talk. Why don't you have tell you what, we'll compromise. We'll have a little flyer made up and you can hand it to them.
How about this? We could have two separate windows. We'll have somebody that's just kind of cranky.
Not cranky. It's just like, hey, how can I help you?
See which one do they want to go to.
John, you know why they're in line at our food truck?
Because they want to talk.
Nope. To get food.
And to eat. They want to talk and eat.
So I think John should be after. So I think people get in line. They do their thing, right? They order. They get their food. And then John is like the person afterward that comes around and has the conversation. Floats. Yep. Hey, how was your pasty, right?
Oh yeah, we can afford a floater. Yeah,
that's Artie Buttafuoco in The Sopranos. Remember, he ran that Italian restaurant and went around. Hey, how's the fried zini? You like it? I could be that guy. What? Yeah,
that's a thought. I just think we got to make some money before we can have a floater. That's really, you're not really generating income. You know, maybe repeat customers, but
how's that not generating income?
Because it's already. Yeah, I don't know. I got to think about that.
You're too worried about generating income.
Yeah, that
would
be true.
You take that to a different level. I just like interacting with the people and giving them a little something to eat, having a good time. Not you?
It's all about the buck, huh? No, it's about
the mighty buck. Okay.
That's my mom, Jim. All about the mighty buck
in your little world. Wow. Anyway, I want to do this, though, Todd. I want to rent his truck some night.
I think that could be fun.
I do too.
Even just for one night.
Yes.
See
how it goes. Maybe we'll love it. Maybe we'll.
But John, who's going to make? I can't. No, I'm not making those pasties.
We're not going to pasties. We're having kudigis. We're just doing kudigis.
Okay. What is that again?
Kudigis. It's an Italian salami, not sausage. Almost like an Italian hamburger. It's really good.
And what do you serve it on a bun or?
Serve it on a bun with mushrooms. Yeah. Onions.
So the stuff's all like pre-made. I just put it on and use my hand.
Yeah. You just got to fry it up. It'll be fried up
before they get there.
No, you got to fry it up while they're there.
Well, it'll be frying up while it's there because then we'll vent the smoke or the smell.
But the smell is so good.
This could work, maybe.
I know it would work.
I tell you what, let's do this. Okay. I'm happy to try it. If we don't make, just wait, I need to have a dollar amount because I'm not going to do it. Oh, it was great. It was great. And I'll be like, no, it wasn't. We make any money. We would have to make $1,000 an hour for it to be successful.
$1,000 an hour.
Right.
Okay, Stormy. I don't think that's going to work.
Whoa, that hurt. That hurt big time.
Sorry. Is everything the money with you? Here's what I do. I got a couple pounds of kudgy in my freezer upstairs. I've got the tremendous Italian buns upstairs. I'm going to bring them down tomorrow. It's frozen. Listen, it's frozen. You take it home. You grill it. You bring it back to Todd and I, and we try it.
I'll do that.
How's that?
That's fine.
Okay.
It's like, if it's frozen, though, you're going to bring it tomorrow, so I got to let it on. So we're going to probably do this on Thursday.
Yeah.
So I got to let it on thaw. And,
it's totally frozen solid.
Is it seasoned, or do I have to do that?
It's seasoned, but you can season your own, too.
And I can add onions and peppers to
it? Yes. 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 Mushrooms, melted cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Usually white.
Okay, white. Okay,
what?
Bye. That's all right. Well, I'll just go to Belgiosa and say, could I have some white cheese? Well, what kind do you want? Is it Limburger? Is it Swiss? Is it...
I don't know my cheeses like you do, Jim.
But I mean...
I didn't grow up in the cheese state.
Thursday... What is Thursday? Yeah, well, that could work. I could do
all right.
Thursday.
Todd, you in?
All right. Sure.
You guys test it. If it works for the two of you, who's our guest on Thursday? We're going to... Hey, is America coming in on Thursday? We could have him test it.
That would be great.
So we're getting the permit from him anyway.
Okay.
All right.
I like this.
This could work.
All right. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Fun week
Jim's
coming up.
Mine. Thanks, everybody. We got some great guests coming your way again tomorrow morning. Thanks for everybody being here. See ya. Out of